You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this episode, I share my vision for 2023. I tell you my word for the year, my three big priorities, and what I'm focusing on in my business. I also share how you can do some 2023 planning and share my top tips for planning a magical year. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with $800 in her bank account and just 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goldcast, and Cosmopolitan. Using her signature, intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently traveling the world, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we are going into kind of the part two of my annual recap plus what I'm looking forward to. So last week I released an episode where I gave you a recap of my 2022 and just did a bit of a debrief of my kind of goals and plans and what I was up to this year and what I experienced. And then today I'm going to talk about 2023. So looking ahead to the future, but more than that, I'm also going to be talking about how you can go ahead and create your own game plan, set your own goals, pick your word sales plan, set yourself up for an amazing year ahead. So as I said in my episode last week, every single year I pick a word that I kind of want to have the energy or be the energy for that year. So my word for 2022 was creator, and my word for 2023 that I have chosen is overflow. I feel like I've been doing a lot of work the last few years around my business, my marriage, my personal well-being, traveling, just kind of up-leveling everything, getting Bonnie. I feel like a lot has changed, and I feel like I've put in a lot of work and just kind of added in all of these kind of little pieces to my buckets, to my cups. And now that cup is overflowing. And I think in many ways there has been a great overflow for some of the last few years and things have been really, really good. But I think now things are just getting amazing. And also I feel like I've always had some sort of project that I'm kind of working on. So like maybe I'm really, really working on my personal well-being, or I'm really, really working on being a good wife, or I'm really, really working on my business. And like now all the projects are kind of completed. I know that very soon I'm sure there will be another project because that's just how life works. But I feel like I've put a lot of work in over the years, and now it's moving into overflow. And that's the energy that I'm calling in for 2023, is just always having more than enough and having more than I even know what to do with, and just letting it be that freaking good. And that's, I think, the energy that I'm excited to call in and experience. And that's the intention that I want to have next year. I guess kind of like an example there of what I mean more specifically about, I feel like I put a lot of work in is, my business, I have been putting in a ton of work in 2022 to get it ready for overflow. I have been so consistent with my podcast now that we're at two episodes a week. We've got dozens of episodes banked already for 2023. So it doesn't feel like as much of a hustle anymore to come up with podcast topics or to go record them, because it's just become such a routine now. And also they've been out for so long now, they've been so consistent, that I'm really starting to see results from people who are listening to the podcast and then signing up for a program. So there's that overflow there, really loving my life in Scotland and settling down and thinking about the future of my family. So I've kind of put in those deposits, put in that hard work, and just ready to kind of reap the rewards of that, I guess is what I'm saying. So I'm already starting to feel a lot of that overflow. I think that I started to feel that, maybe around October time, but just really especially looking forward to integrating that in 2023 and calling that energy in even more. So as I was kind of thinking about, 2023, what are kind of the big priorities there, projects or goals or however you want to describe it, there were three kind of B's that came to mind: baby, book, and bank account. So it's no secret, I've mentioned on the podcast a couple of times, but I'm starting to think more seriously about having children. I don't have any updates or surprises or gotcha moments for you there, but I am, you know, thinking more and more seriously about it. And I've been working pretty hard this year since about June. So about 6 months now, getting my business ready for if I were to have children or if I were to go on maternity leave, like, is every project I've ever wanted to do in my business done? And now the answer is yes, which I think is also what's kind of contributing to that feeling of overflow for 2023 is I really did a ton of work the last 6 months this year, but especially the last 6 months to do projects and get things done and create systems and get super organized and scale my business and make everything so much easier and pour into my team. And now I'm really starting to see that overflow, the effect of that. But the intention, the thing that initially drove that is in June time-ish, I started getting really serious about, okay, I want to set my business up for baby. So I had this like punch list of projects that I wanted to complete. And the idea was, this is everything I want to have completed before the baby is born. I'm not even pregnant yet and the list is done. So that feels amazing. That feels so exciting. But I think that also just creates a lot of spaciousness for me to kind of keep feeling into when and if I want to enter into that next chapter of my life. And I don't feel any sort of pressure, stress around, oh, my business couldn't survive, or oh, it would be so stressful, or oh, content would stop going out. That's just not the case anymore. Like, we're always really good at that, but I think we've gotten even more good at that. And I've been with my husband now for 5.5 years. And, you know, I'm just really happy with our life and with our marriage and with, you know, Bonnie, and who's our, you know, our dog, our puppy, and everything just feels really good in the business and everything feels really good at home. So I think that 2023 might be the year. We will wait and see. But that's kind of like an energy that I'm continuing to call in and continuing to play with and flirt with for 2023. So that's the first B. The second B is book. So this is something that, as I'm starting to feel a lot of this spaciousness and a lot of this overflow from, you know, knocking out all of these projects, getting my team, you know, just super well-oiled machine, I have been feeling like now is time to go ahead and write a book. This is something I've thought about over the years, and I just kind of pushed it off because it wasn't the right time, or it's a big project, or I was more focused on speaking. But I feel like this is the year. So I've already started the process, actually. So I have begun, you know, planning that out, started some writing. I have no idea if or when it would come out in 2023. I have a really good friend who is a psychic, and she told me for sure 2023 is going to be the year. She thinks it'll be out by September. So someone write that down, place your bets, and in 9 months we'll circle back and see if that's true or not. But I think that book is definitely a big priority for 2023. And something that changed for me in 2022, which I've, you know, talked about in the podcast and in last week's episode, is I made a lot of big changes to my business this year. Part of that was to open it up for baby, but I think unexpectedly what I didn't realize is it opened things up for book. And one of those big changes was shutting down my Inner Circle program, which was about 70% of my hours in my business. And since shutting that program down, you know, now we're doing the podcast twice a week. We've got CEO confessions. I've got something else, you know, in my toolbox that I'm thinking about launching. So there's been a lot of spaciousness for creativity and for content. And I think that's kind of created then the desire to, okay, I think now is the time for book. Because remember, my year for 2022 was creator, which I talked about in the last week's episode in part one. And I think that that creator is kind of morphing into author and kind of pushing me toward that energy, which is something that I've been playing with the last couple of months. And I think that I'm going to keep going with that even more in 2023. So book is a big thing that I'm going to see what that looks like for me in 2023. And the third B that kind of came to me is bank account. And that one is just very simply continuing to stack cash, continuing to make money, continuing to save, continuing to invest, continuing to think about long-term financial wealth, continuing to just kind of do everything right, quote unquote, when it comes to money and finances. And what I mean by right is just like being supported and listening to the advice around me. I have really good financial advisors and accountants and tax attorneys around me. So just continuing to kind of you know, think about the long term. And I think that also probably is a shift in thinking that I'm feeling. I mean, I've felt that way for years now, but I think especially more so feeling it now as I am thinking about, you know, baby and motherhood and things like that. And even as I'm kind of pivoting more toward wanting to write a book and do more speaking and, you know, more podcasting and things like that, I think it also just kind of represents this general shift that I'm feeling toward, you know, more long-term and wanting to have as big of an impact as I possibly can. I think that in 2023, if not 2024, we'll see when, but I think I'm going to start wanting to branch out and, you know, seeing if I can create an impact for more people than just online business owners, but we'll see what that looks like. But yeah, so baby, book, and bank account, those were kind of like the three, I don't know if project is the right word, but maybe like goal, desire, intention. That's kind of what came up for me when I thought about, you know, what do I want to experience in 2023? And that is what came up for me. So the general desired feeling is overflow. And in terms of experiences, baby, book, and bank account. I also kind of asked myself, you know, where do you want to go next year? So what travel do I want to do? So for sure, we'll be going to Australia to see Paul's family. For sure, we'll be going to the United States to see my family. Other than 2020, during the pandemic, I don't think since I've started my business, there's been a single year where I haven't gone to Paris. So I will be going to Paris for sure. And then I think Japan, maybe. My brother is graduating college and he said he really wants to go to Japan. So we might do that with him. I think Japan would be a really cool trip. I might want to go back to the Maldives again. I've always wanted to go to Peru. So I am going to put some big trips on my calendar for 2023, and I'm looking forward to those. I've also got some events planned. So I will be going and doing a VIP dinner with my Millionaire Mastermind ladies. I think New York City, maybe Toronto in Q1. I'm also going to be hosting a two-day event in Florida for my Wealthy Woman and Millionaire Mastermind ladies. So I'm looking forward to that. So I've got some live event stuff coming up. But then also I want to be a tad more adventurous with my travel this year. So we'll do Paris because we always must. But then I want to do something like Japan, Egypt, Peru, and just add that to my bucket list. In terms of taking a peek at business focus for the next year and what I'm kind of looking at, I am continuing to focus on my Wealthy Woman Accelerator and my Millionaire Mastermind programs, which I have been, you know, focused on those two programs pretty much since the start of my business. Their names have changed, but the program has always been the same. So Millionaire Mastermind was the Bali Mastermind, then it was the Mastermind, and then it was the Millionaire Mastermind. But I've always really poured into that program. And then the Wealthy Woman Accelerator was originally, I think it was the IMP Accelerator, then it was the Six Figure Accelerator, then it was the Accelerator, and now it's the Wealthy Woman Accelerator. So those two programs continuing to really be the main focus in my business. So Millionaire Mastermind is already a $1 million program, which means we make $1 million per year plus from that one program. So wanting to kind of double that in 2023 and also working to get Wealthy Woman to at least $1 million on its own. So turning Wealthy into a $1 million program as well. We have a quiz funnel, which has been a great source of leads for us, but I'm reworking and ripping up the whole thing. So I'm really looking forward to that. This year, something we did was a ton of mini programs. And what I found was that almost everyone who was purchasing our higher level programs toward the end of the year had purchased one of our mini programs previously. And so I think for me, that was really good evidence that those mini offers, mini programs, mini masterclasses are really worth it for us, not just because of the cash injection that we get from those little programs, but because of the sales that we get on the back end of those. And so for me, that's going to continue to be a focus in 2023. That is something that I'd question, like, oh, do I want to keep doing these? You know, they're a big time commitment. Yes, they're really fun. Yes, we make money from them, but should we just focus on selling our core stuff? But what I found is that in selling those little programs, it funnels into our bigger programs, our mastermind and our accelerator. So I'm definitely going to keep working on those. And actually, we already have our calendar for the entire year. And we also have opt-in pages and sales pages for all of those. We got all of those finished already. So I'm really looking forward to how smooth it's going to be. And I mean, we have everything done. Like we have the email header graphics, the Instagram stories, the Facebook ads, like everything is done for every single program in 2023, which is a bit mind-blowing. But I really had the team kind of focus hardcore on that the last 4 months. And I think that it's going to be so awesome going into the new year, not really having to worry so much about launch content. So I'm really looking forward to continuing to scale those mini programs and masterclasses. As I said, we're also going to be doing a live event in Florida. I did a really big live event in 2019, then COVID hit. So for now, I'm planning on my live event being just coaching clients, but we might expand that. We might go ahead and sell tickets. And I don't know if 2023 is the year we do another big event, but maybe 2024, 2025. We'll see what happens there. I've been, you know, spending a lot of time on my podcast and email marketing on Instagram. Those are going to continue to be big focuses in 2023. But a new potential focus might be video marketing or YouTube. So maybe an easy entry into that is video recording the podcast. That would require me doing my hair and makeup and not looking homeless, but you know, we can do hard things. So we'll see. And then, as I said, you know, see if I can write a book and then getting back into PR and press and making that a bit of a big thing. I'm an entrepreneur contributor. I had not written an article for them in so long. And now we're pretty steadily submitting 1 to 2 articles a month for publication. So I think that'll continue to be a big focus for us in 2023. My sales plan for what I've got on the cards for the year is all millionaire and all wealthy all the time. So my Millionaire Mastermind and Wealthy Woman Accelerator programs are rolling enrollment. So we'll continue to sell those all the times. And then our launches will be our mini programs and our signature courses. So Sold Out Sales, Launch Baby Launch, and Abundant AF. Some of the changes that you will not be seeing in 2023 is there will be no more Inner Circle. There's also, I think, just going to be more free time than ever. I'm already experiencing that and just really focusing on using that creative time and white space to, you know, write the book and record more podcasts and send more emails and create more trainings for my clients. And that's really what I'm excited to keep focusing on next year. So that's kind of a rundown of what I've got on the cards for my year. But now I want to tell you how you can set yourself up for a great year. So the first thing is, you know, kind of start with that desired feeling or intention. And so, you know, for me, like, I think a big thing I really want to feel and experience in 2023 is just feeling a ton of spaciousness and feeling like there's more than enough and there's a big expansion and a big stretch happening. So I, you know, 7 years ago was starting my business. And I'm kind of coming up on another 7-year life cycle. So I'm really looking for just kind of like this big stretch and expansion next year. And the word that I kind of attached to that was overflow. So once you kind of know how you want to feel next year and what your intention is for next year, I would say find a word that really embodies what you want to experience and that you can really connect to and come back to. And what I will say is when it comes to picking a word for the year, it will sometimes show up in unexpected ways. So you might think that, so for example, this year with my word creator, like there could be the angle of like, oh, creator, like motherhood, creating new life. Like that's an energy I'm calling in. Or it could be creator, like, oh, I'm creating new content. Like I'm really consistent with the podcast and with my emails. Or it could be, oh, creator, like I'm creating new programs or, oh, I'm creating new space. So when I started the year, the intention for the word creator was more so on like social content and just like really getting back to creating content. But I also feel like I created many different things this year. So let yourself be surprised about how that word shows up, but just know that it might not show up in exactly the way you expected, but definitely in something much better than I think you could have expected. Once you kind of have that energy, that intention, that word, which I love having a word, I always have a word, then go ahead and pick 3 to 5 kind of big goals or projects. So for me, that was baby, book, and bank account. For you, maybe it's, you know, I want to travel for the first time. I want to scale my business to 100K. I want to launch a podcast. I want to do whatever. But pick a few things. You know, I want to get super consistent with my yoga practice, whatever that might be. I would encourage you not to have too many things. The word priority was previously always singular, and then In modern times, it became priorities, but there is technically no such thing as priorities, right? You can only have one priority. So I already feel like we're stretching it a little bit by moving to 3 to 5 goals, but that's okay. We live in a multitasking 21st century. But the kind of big idea there, the point there is you can't have too many focuses. If you have too many things that you're focusing on, you're not focusing on anything. So really get very specific and narrow on what you actually want to achieve next year. And I think the reason why that's also so key is because then you can really make decisions that get you more of what you want. And what I would then kind of do after that is just start to put some dates into your calendar. So remember that you have a whole year to accomplish these things, right? So if your goal is to launch a podcast, don't feel like you have to launch it by January 1st. Maybe say in Q1, I want to do this, or in Q2, I want to do that. If you want trips, put the trips on your calendar, even if they're not booked yet, just create space for them. That's something I've done this year where I've put time off in my calendar that I know I want to take a trip, and I've listed that I'm taking a trip before I even know where I'm going, before I even have plane tickets. I'm just creating space for that desire to show up, and it gets filled, right? Like that desire does show up for me. So let's talk about loss of momentum, because that I think inevitably comes up when we're talking about 2023 planning. We kind of need to have a hack for how are we going to do that. So basically, like, how are you going to keep your mindset very high to carry you through the year? Because what typically happens is, like, right now this podcast is so fun, so exciting. Oh my gosh, 2023, words, babies, books, sparkles, yay. The problem is people start to lose momentum after a couple of weeks, like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the momentum is gone. And people feel like, oh, it's just another year. Like, oh, I've already lost too much time, so I can't do anything about it. You have to have a plan to focus on your mindset and to have that momentum to keep going. So for me, this is why I always start my year, every single year, launching my Abundant AF mindset program. It would be so much easier to launch Sold Out Sales or launch Baby Launch and be like, new year, let's go make some money. But the fact is, like, new year, you need to work on your mindset, because if you don't believe it's possible, like, nothing is going to happen. And you can obviously turn it around at any point. Like, your life changes the moment you decide it does. But I think there's such an amazing energy at the beginning of the year. And most people think about things in calendar years. Most people reflect on the past calendar year. How was that? What did I do? How much money did I make? So rather than trying to fight that, it's like, let's go make it an awesome year, but we need to prioritize mindset there. So with that being said, you kind of have to decide now what you're going to experience in 2023, and that you are resourced and able to kind of handle some of those ups and downs, because there's some amazing stuff that we're deciding and claiming right now for 2023. And also there's going to be hard stuff as well. There's going to be a client who doesn't pay. Maybe there's going to be a friend who's mean to you. You know, like, knock on wood, fingers crossed, there's not another pandemic, but like, there's going to be stuff, because that is how life works. There's ups and downs. So how can you get yourself resourced and prepared so that you don't make that such a big problem that you stop, and that you feel like you can regulate yourself and show up and keep going for the things that you want, even when things feel hard? You know, I have been sending my CEO Confessions newsletters for a while now. You can sign up for those in the show notes. And one of the intentions and desires there is to show you more of the hard moments. That you will have hard moments in being a CEO, but they don't stop you, right? You can keep going. You can keep taking action. You can still get what you want. And for those of you who want to have a really big 2023 and who want to really continue to scale your business, this is part of it too. And so I think if you go into 2023 with the intention of, I want the entire year to be perfect and nothing's going to go wrong and everything's going to be amazing, you're going to get super disappointed when there's a bump in the road and you're going to stop. But if instead you could go into the year saying, I want to do my best, I want to work on my mindset, I know it's always going to be okay, I know I can handle anything that life throws at me, I know that things are hard, but I can hold hard things and I can, you know, kind of keep moving through them, that is a different energy, and that's going to affect the way that you show up. Because then when a bump in the road happens, you're not disappointed, you're like, oh yeah, this is normal, I can handle this, let's keep moving. And that's the energy that creates the momentum. And that's the energy that builds businesses. So my mindset is so key and has always been so key for me and how I approach the year, how I tackle the year, how I move through the year. And, you know, again, that's why we do Abundant AF every January. it's not just for my clients, like it's for me too, you know, because that process is so, so important to just keep working on your mindset, keep regulating yourself, keep reminding yourself that you have to stay in it. You have to keep taking action. You have to show up. And as I said, like, remember, like this is 365 days that we're talking about. You have an entire year to hit your goals. So remember that there's so much space to stretch into, and growth is not linear. Growth is exponential. So you should expect that 10 months from now, 11 months from now, things are easier. Things are flowing better. You're making more money. Your income is growing faster and faster, right? Because that's just how it happens. So you have to keep that perspective and give yourself that year and stretch into it. Do not get upset on February 1st and quit because you think you should be further along, right? You have to give yourself that time and go for it. I'm not saying it needs to take a long time. I'm just saying don't forget that you set annual goals. So give yourself a year. If you want to set 12-day goals, cool, give yourself 12 days, but don't say these are my 2023 goals because then you're just upsetting yourself. So we have to have that perspective of like, this is going to be an amazing year. I'm calling in this energy. These are my goals. Stuff is going to happen. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to keep moving. Such a different year. And I think it's a much more regulated energy that will actually have you sustaining the vibe throughout the year instead of dipping in and out, which that, you know, unfortunately happens a ton. And I think that's why so many people struggle. There's such a powerful energy right now, and there is such a powerful moment in your business happening as we start to plan for 2023 and look toward that. I think for me, what I've noticed the last 7 years or so being a coach is that a lot of clients will make really big leaps right now because that mindset and that energy and the planning and the intention and the desire to start fresh is so pure and so strong. And I want you to have that. And what I'm also telling you on top of that is there will come a moment where it fades. Don't make that wrong. Just be like, oh, this is how it goes. There are seasons. Let me keep my mindset strong and let me keep going. And that energy is what's really going to make the game changer for you in 2023. So just to recap what you need to go ahead and have for your 2023 game plan, go ahead and think about that big desired feeling or intention that you have and come up with a word that really encapsulates that. Have 3 to 5 big goals that you want to accomplish and then start to put some dates into your calendar, whether that's, you know, things that you want to launch, things that you want to sell, trips that you want to go on, goals that you want to hit by a certain date. Start to put that into your calendar and take action as if. Now, I am hosting a 2023 sales planning workshop, or I already hosted one at the beginning of the month, excuse me, but I am hosting my vision board party in just a few days. So if you want to go ahead and join us for the vision board party, then please go ahead and join us. You can sign up at the link in show notes. And also, if you would like to get the replay of the 2023 sales planning workshop, you can also get that at the link in show notes. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. I hope that you have a wonderful New Year's Eve with your loved ones, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. We release new episodes each and every week, so make sure to hit subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. If you're a woman entrepreneur and you want to work with me to scale your business to 6, 7, or even 8 figures, send me a message because I'm currently accepting new clients. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next week.